morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday. My name is Lamo. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be arriving. And if you're new to the center, you may not know this. So what you do is, if you please stand, and it's out of respect for Geshe-la and his teachings, and of course all the Dharma books, and the holy images. And then you'll see some of us prostrating, and if you feel uncomfortable about prostrating, you can just remain standing. And then we'll be saying some prayers in this white prayer book. It's the only prayer book, so it's real easy. We'll be saying prayers in the first bay sheet. Let's see. If you have cell phones, if you please put them on mute or vibrate or turn them off. If you have questions for Geshe-la, there are some forms on the other side of this wall, and just it says questions for Geshe-la, and you just put it on his side table or his desk in front, and he'll eventually answer the questions or invite all of us to, you know, try to answer them. He also reminded me to that it's very auspicious, creates great merit to circumambulate the stupa, which is that white, you know, holy object outside, with all the beautiful decorations. There's a lot of you know, relics, Dharmakaya relics, you know, holy mantras and so forth, millions of them in there. So just to circumambulate, just go around it clockwise one time, purifies just, you know, eons of negativity, obscurations and so forth. And he also asked me to remind you that to turn the prayer wheels on the other side of this wall, you know, also clockwise. So, and you can say Om Mani Padme Hum. There are chain raising mantras there. So that would be, he said also to do that. Okay, he hasn't really been teaching from this book, but originally he said that he was going to teach, you know, on this book, which is The Art of Happiness by His Holiness. But, you know, he may not do that. He may just teach, you know, from his own wisdom. So let's just settle our minds from the busyness of getting here. And wait for our signal. Someone will come to the door and indicate when Geshe-la has arrived. So let's just wait until he arrives. So if you turn to the first bay sheet in the white prayer book, where it says Kadampa Center prayers at the top, let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, then the four measurables in English, and then right below in Tibetan. One time. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies.
Then we give.
To the pink page, and let's chant the two mantras at the bottom. The Chenrezig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning. I'll start with some meditations, okay? I'll begin with some meditation. First, lie down, breathing meditation. Lie down, breathing. Please use your left hand. So this is something that, please don't think that we are doing this every Sunday. Actually, we are supposed to do this every day, not every Sunday. Okay, to get benefits, you know. So, what Shanti Deva said, that Shanti Deva, he doesn't have anything new to say. Whatever he said, no, he just repeats. It's already been said. There's nothing new to say, nothing, no news. Good news, no news, there's no news. No news, just everything has been said. So what we need to do, we need to put into our mind, no deal to that. So so the breathing meditation will help, you know, will help to get rid of, you know, this wasteful energy, you know, that's been stuck into our body, do cause physical discomfort. So, so that's the way to get rid of, through meditations, to way to get rid of this, the wasted energy that's been stuck into our channels, do cause physical discomfort, that can, you know, contribute to mental discomfort. So then, you know, when the mental discomfort occur, no happiness to you, to your friends, you know, so then everything becomes, you know, like difficulties, okay? So, please use your left hand. First, only this one, this meditation, because there's many different types of breathing meditations, this begin with inhale, okay? Long, slow, long, slow. Then, this one. That's true. Then that's three. That's the first sections. There will be three, three set, this first set. So now please use your right hand. Long, slow. Second set, that's like the six. So then now from both nostrils, inhale, exhale. This is called 9-round breathing meditation. So every meditation you do at home, begin with 9-round. This is very good 9-round. You know. So when you explain this, what is this meditation for? This meditation is for to get rid of negative energy. So if we don't concentrate, mind becomes imbalanced. That means the imbalanced mind created this wasted energy. Okay. When you concentrate, that's the way to balance your mind when you concentrate. So now, the second meditation is called forceful method, how to stop super excited mind, okay. So, originally, according to the text, it says, you know, you should visualize something here. Four finger below your navel. So then when you look at this, you know, there's painting outside near the cafe. There's like elephant, the monks, the rabbit, monkey. This kind of has this is like Tibetan art. So here in the West, the people do like to go to look at art. So probably has some meanings. So that art, that art has really meanings. So that art shows how our concentration will, you know, progress, step by step. There's no turtle, there's monkey. Turtle is kind of slow, kind of calm, move slowly. There's no turtle, there's monkey. So the monkey may become turtles, maybe, eventually. But but there's a monkey, there's no turtle. So everybody knows about monkey, you know, can sit still, always doing something, you know, something, or picking up the, what do you call it, lice, picking up your own lice, or maybe picking up the trees, or maybe pushing something, jumping on the trees or something like that. So that's called Shine, no Shine. So according to that instruction, so the first step is to Nang the Jogba means to keep mind within yourself. So here you say be present. Be present, that's talking about the first step. Nang the Jogba. Nang means, you know, internal, external. Nang the Jogba means what are you doing? You know, you are trying to so in this case, you know, the something light, something white around, four finger below your navel. That's where you're trying to keep your mind. This is all internal, it's not external, because now you are seeing something out there. You are seeing within your mind, you are seeing something, you are just imagining something within your mind. It's not in the body, it's not the physical, we cannot touch. So this is all done in the mind. So the first step is to just to keep your mind within yourself. Okay? So then why you concentrate? Yeah, because you concentrate, there's only, according to, you know, Buddha's teachings, that's the only way you can make your mind calm, peaceful, concentrate, nothing. No, so that's the only way. So if you have, you know, some other way to do, so that's wonderful, you know. If not, then there's some danger, you know. Concentrations, you know, makes your mind calm and peaceful. So that is the point, whole point. Based on that, why you concentrate? Because I would like to have peaceful mind, calm mind. Peaceful mind, calm mind does not come simply saying some prayer, you know, has to do some work, okay? So that's the only reason, you know? So now, without losing that point, someday, Chi-Chi, concentration makes your mind calm. Without losing that point, you can use different technique. So then I'm thinking, you know, if you are having difficulty visualizing something below your forefinger, below your navel, you can maybe think about something that you can keep your mind on or in? On. Think something that you can keep your mind on, okay? So this is the, according to instruction, that's what the instruction suggests, to visualize the energy that's coming in, visualize that like white. So then going through the channels. So there are three main channels, you know, here. Middle one, two side, one is green, one is white, one is red. I'm not which one is which. One is white, one is red, one is blue. So I don't know which one is which. But there's like three main channels. So then the head of the channels is somewhere here. So traditionally what people they do, you know, so they just visualize something tiny they visualize. This is done in Vajrayana traditions, not here, but they visualize some kind of alphabet, some syllables, tiny syllables. So they firmly believe that is energy. They believe that that's energy. You know, so, so then they visualize here, somewhere there, sometimes full alphabet, sometimes half alphabet. Then that's where they pile up their concentration on here. So they think, you know, this energy means, according to Vajrayana tradition, this subtle wind. Now, unfortunately, the middle channel is, in my case, completely blocked. I'm not sure your case, maybe it's open, maybe wide open. So then they're trying, you know, they visualize that, then they hold their concentration, that is tiny, it's not like huge, it's tiny. So then slowly they manage to send that energy into the channels. That's how, there is possibility you could just open up the center channel before you die. So then, you know, like, if somebody managed to send the energy in this central channel, you could separate your mind and your body. You could separate. You could be here. You could be at the flea market at the same time. You could be eating ice cream. You could be looking for chocolate chip cookies in the whole food at the same time. Isn't it wonderful that you are meditating here, eating chocolate chip cookies all the time? That's kind of neat. Yeah, but it's not easy. I think that's what happens for Mahatma Gandhi. When they imprisoned Mahatma Gandhi in India, Buxar, that's the place, after 1959, you know, when Tibetan people escaped from Tibet, that's the first place where they put the British set up their whole huge prison camp. That's where they put the first time, they put all the monks there. There's like 500 monks. So somewhere there, you know, they imprisoned Mahatma Gandhi. They put him to jail. People see Mahatma in the marketplace, but at the same time somebody seeing, you know, Mahatma in the prison. So that's, according to Vajrayana, that's what happened. Somebody who managed to send energy in the central channels. When the central channel opens, you know, what you call here, you call like sinogram. Well, sometimes they just create people here.
Hologram.
Huh? Hologram. Hologram happens if you're able to send energy into center channel. less complicated, but quite kind of hard work. But when it actually happens, it's less complicated. You just, anugram. Yeah, so there's probably a lot of complications, technical complications. In this case, there's no technical complications. It's just... So anyway, so this meditation, the forceful method, how to stop, the super excited mind. Why is the problem? Because when your mind gets super excited, mind becomes imbalanced. Okay, imbalanced. So what we do, according to the instructions, so you are supposed to visualize something four finger below your navel. Okay, if you're having difficulty then just think something. Something that you can keep your mind on. Could be flower, could be color, could be smell. Smell of chocolate chip cookie, or I'm not sure what kind of smell. So I've been thinking about chocolate chip cookie, but I cannot eat them, but I like to think them again. So then it could be like holy image, could be Shakyamuni Buddha, could be Tara, could be, beautiful set of offering here, could be anything, The point is to make sure your mind stay there. If your mind get out of there, you think, okay, I'm going to think probably yellow. Oh, no, I don't like yellow. Maybe I'm going to think white. So then that's no good. It's no good. So make sure that you keep your mind on there, okay? According to the instructions here. No, fine, okay? So what we do, we exhale from the mouth. We do 10 times. This is very, very helpful meditation, If your mind gets under the out of control, that's what you do. Exhale forcefully. Then, that's one. Each time we inhale one, so we'll do this 10 times. 10 times. Okay, in the end, then please hold your breath. Don't breathe. And imagine, then you think. Following the instructions, think something that going in, energy white, like round. When you feel it reach four finger below, then hold there, then think. Hold attention. Just be here. At the same time, holding your breath. So you hold your breath as long as you can. Then, okay. So there's no two, when the mind gets so high, so there's two different methods you can use. One, like thinking about something, something as maybe thinking about suffering or thinking about something like you don't know. Okay? It works quite well if you if you have knowledge about what is samsara, about some knowledge of karma, samsara, it's particularly about samsara. If you have some knowledge, It will help. Okay, it will work. So that's the first thing you do when you are meditating. No. When the monkey get out of control. So then you know. So what you do? So then monkey get, especially when on the fruit tree, then you kind of go crazy. Huh? So then you know, according to the test, the method that you use first, you use this, you know, thinking about nature of samsara. You know, that like that. So if that doesn't work, so then this use the second one we just did. This is called a forceful method. You know, it should work. first to keep. You know, first to learn all the meditators, all people who are wish to meditate. All of us. We should learn how to tie elephant. The mind is considered elephant. First thing is to just forget about, you know, like separating your body and mind, all of that. Just you know, so this in the beginning is not good to think about how to separate my body and mind. The beginning, so we should think about how to tie that elephant, okay? Tie elephant or object. Object, as I said, can be different things, can be, you know, different things. Just think about something and see how long you can keep your mind there. So, you know, if you already been memorized, if you already know some text in your mind, you can use that. You can go through that. You know, it depends if the text has like 25 page. Then you know you can stay pretty long time. You don't think anything else, you can know. The page is only like two lines, then, you know, like that. So then, you know, then not just that, you know, the text that you remember from your heart, not just a word with the meaning, not just meaning, like deep meaning, you know. So then, you know, when you say a word, something, then you can think about, you know, that. So that's the initial stage. Is to how to keep our mind with the object. That's very, very important. So then, second step, how long? Then the third, am I seeing object very clearly or details? These are in the third step. It's not in the first step. If you're worried about in the first step, that's too much. First, just to be with yourself. That's what it means. Just to keep mind the object. Then second, how long? Third, then clarity. You know, then like the rabbit. If you look at the image, then there's no elephant, there's a monkey, then there's a rabbit. So then details, then the fourth, fifth, sixth, seven, eight, then the very details, you know, the subtle things, then that's where you're supposed to, you know, think seriously about the subtle details, not at the beginning, okay? Why you concentrate? Because it produces peaceful mind, that's all. Not because you want to become something or Buddhist or not. Concentrate, okay? That's, long as you have mind, you get benefit if you concentrate, okay? So then a couple of people asked me, why this finger? Not this finger. So good for me because, you know, we don't ask this kind of question in the monastery. If they say something, we just do, you know. So here it's not just do. There's a lot of questions. So so this finger channels probably connected to this finger. You know, there's probably many channels. There's like 72,000 channels, you know, in our body, 72,000 channels. Because of the channel energy, that's why all the movement happens. You know, so then there's different colors. Energy that comes from the bottom of our body, it's called yellow. Energy comes down, there's white. You know, there's also channel has, you know, only these three channels has colors. The rest of the channel, there's no color. It's like, it's just, then the rest of the channels, you know, kind of like, coming out of three main channels. You know, there's not, you know, there's anyway, channel that related to the altruistic attitude, altruistic attitude, the mind that wants mind that wants to benefit, somehow is related to this finger. So that's why in a sudden practice, when you do, you know, it kind of try to run, because it's kind of run through here. So, you know, then like, that kind of like, I'm not sure, like physically you can really soften the channel, I'm not sure. But that's what you're supposed to think when you, you know, do something like that. When you, there's certain practice called mandala offering. So when you, then you are supposed to, not just some people nowadays, you know, just do like this. That's not quite right. You are supposed to do like this. You know, you are supposed to use your, what do you call, what is this called? Forearm. That must be like this, probably not. You are supposed to do like that. So there's a, somehow these channels get, you know, softened. It helps you to, you know, be more kind, more loving, more compassionate. I'm not sure, 100% sure, physically you can really soften. But, you know, worth to try, see, do some massage, especially when you get angry. So, then I'm going to read, there's two things that I want to, if there's time, so then I'm going to read a little bit from here. The first, you know, I'm going to say there's like, just share with you, and you think about it, okay? So when I look at the word, it's like Tartuk is ultimate. So I'm just saying to you what, make sure that, you know, it makes sense, you know, ultimate. Called Tartuk, Nekab is temporary, ultimate. So, when I say ultimate wealth, does it make sense? Ultimate wealth. Does it make sense? Highest wealth. So that's what I mean, highest. It could be translated as highest or maybe ultimate. Literally translated will be ultimate. So ultimate cleverness. How you say ultimate cleverness? Does it make sense? Or highest or genius? No. So what I'm trying to do, I make sure that what I say, you know, saying this, make sure this it translated correctly. So it's most important is the meaning. there's clever, there's smart, and clever. Difference between smart and clever. What's the difference between smart and clever? Clever? Do you understand the clever? Okay, so I'm sure that I pronounced it correctly, because clever and smart. What's the difference between clever and smart? Chongbo, no.
People who are clever are often able to make things happen.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, so please like say like the chongbo sounds like similar. The Tibetan word chongbo is like, yeah, somebody who can, you know, do things, you know, like chongbo means like, oh, he's chongbo should means like, yeah, somebody who like does things like want to do something. The person does chongbo. Chongbo is like not necessarily doing something, but kind of like understand. Okay, they're very good. So now first, there's like six of them. So it looks like first two is going to be translated pretty well. Okay. Loju. Now, okay. So just want to share this with you. Then you think about that. Okay. Loju, mindstream, our mind. It's not just mind. Mindstream means kind of a little bit deeper. Am I right? Mind and mind stream. Mind stream is kind of like big, kind of long. Logic. Chi. That's Dharma. Dharma. So we discussed, I said this many times because it's very important. So this is not Dharma. No, this is not, looks like Dharma, but actually it's not that Dharma. This is not. Dharma could be developed based on that, but it's not Dharma. Buddha Dharma, Sangha. Dharma. That Dharma is something that helps you to overcome from your negative mind. Okay? Whether you call, whether it looks like Dharma or not, it is Dharma. Okay? So, makes sense? If anything that helps your mind to improve your mind, okay? Improve your mind. So we need to think, what are the obstacles to improve your mind? Oh, like anger, attachment, jealousy, all these things, no good. It won't improve. It will kind of destroy you, you know? Like, it will become like the obstacle to improving your mind. So that's Dharma. Logi, mind stream. Logi, chi, that's Dharma. So now, if you manage to, if the mind goes with Dharma, does it make sense? If mind goes with Dharma, so that means it requires some thinking. You know, it just doesn't go, just automatically go there. Logi, chi, the sona. There's like smart. If your mind goes, that's how the smart is considered. Okay, from that text point of view, how they define smart is your mind goes to Dharma, then you are smart. Even though you don't know numbers, but you are smart, you know. So I just want to share that with you. Logi shows not chungbu tadu. Namjing emet na chungbu tadu. Namjing emet na chungbu tadu. Remembering, namjing emet na, remembering, the time of death is uncertain. Uncertain, remembering that. Remembering time of death is uncertain. Uncertain. Or choosing according to Steve Jobs, the Apple founder, according to him, choosing every day is last day. Choosing or thinking, mentally thinking. On the basis of that, you make choice. It could be last day, what you do? You do something nice, or you just do something bad. No, based on that, okay? Remembering time of death is uncertain. That's like the clever. That's clever. If somebody's doing that, you're clever. According to worldly concern, somebody who's doing so many things, this is considered as a kind of smart or clever. It's considered as a clever. In this case, remembering time of death is uncertain. That's more clever because every choice that you make, you know, how you say, very carefully, okay, for your own sake. Did I translate that well? You understand, huh? Uh-huh. Okay. These are two first two things, okay? Third two. Logic, choose one, other. So the one mistake, the first one is a mistake. The first one is not smart. Sorry, first one is not smart. If you manage to put your mind into Dharma, the best way to create merit. Best way to create merit. No, so say. Going around the stupa, setting up altar. You know, in Buddhism, probably this is very foreign to your ear, but you say, what is merit? No? Everything is interdependent, you know. You can't have happiness if there's no cause. So that's what is. When I say merit, I'm talking about the cause of happiness. That's all I'm saying. The cause of happiness. The cause of happiness has to create, you know, it's not just come, you know, randomly. You know, cause of happiness has to create. So that's why, you know, like, you know, the all kind of practice that you do, you say mantras, you go on the stupa, you set up altar, and you give, you know, you, then you serve, all of that, you say prayer, and the goal is to create merit. So then, you know, some point, there will be result, because cause has already been created, you just wait, you know. So just plant, just like sitting in your garden, not planting any seed and hoping, you know, maybe the rose will grow here. How? Because you just think that's not going to happen. In order for rose to grow, there has to have something to grow. There has to have some seeds, right? So that's like external causality. If you like, okay, you can think, okay, oh, it'll be nice to here to have red rose. It'll be nice here to have pink rose in some trees, you know. Then if you plant some seed there, then eventually you may see, you know, some vertical, some rose. But without planting seed, you can just sit there. You can complain, oh, how come there's no rose? You can say that because there's no, you didn't plant the seed. So exactly like that, you know. So you plant the seed, it's like creating marriage, planting the seed for happiness. You just wait, you know, be patiently wait. You know, then you need to do whatever is necessary to water them, you know, to guard them for square, whatever, then, you know, eventually it will grow like that, exactly like that, okay? So that's what that means. If you manage to put your mind into Dharma, so that means that's like ultimate, or maybe ultimate, how you say, way of, or creating merit. That's the best way. Even though you are not meditating, you are not sitting, you are not saying something, doesn't matter. Because as long as your mind is with the Dharma, that's what's important. So that's why people ask His Holiness, oh, how come, you know, like 24 hours doing Dharma practice is not that difficult, very difficult as a householder people, what you do. So you don't need to separate, you know. Everything can be Dharma. You just need to think. Okay, that's the first one, is Choksa. Choksa means, you know, accumulating merit. So that's the best way to create merit, is engaging your mind into Dharma, with Dharma, okay? any occasions. So second one, then remembering the time of death is uncertain. That's like, so then, say, you can say, highest, the clever, so then, dibu gewadumna tumbitadu. So then, the clever, then the smart. Dibu gewadumna. Dibu is like, we should not think, or whenever somebody is talking about, oh, abandoning something, you know, so then like, oh, it's not good to lie, you know, oh, this sounds more like religion. It's not just sounds like religion. Even though you don't believe in any religion, if you lie, do you feel good? That's the question. Do you feel good about lying? If you don't feel good, you should not do. It's not about religion, no. So, be transparent, be truthful. Even though you don't have any belief, does it feel good? Unless it doesn't feel bad. No. First of all, it doesn't feel bad. Being truthful doesn't feel bad. Do ever we feel bad about being truthful? That's, you know, being deep down, even though you pretend it's not there, it hurts. You know, that's why you don't know. That's why certain things you should not do. Not because of, you know, you come to Kadamba Center. So there should not be the reason. For your own sake of happiness, okay? So now, knowing that, or what kind of thing I should not do, because it hurt me, also it hurt other people greatly. So these are the things I should not do. So these are the things I should do more, because it makes me happy. When I think about them, I don't regret, you know. So then I feel good about them. So that's what I do. So this is called, how I say, clever. From this point of view, clever. Okay, these three things, right? So then, second one, how are you doing? Are you boring? Are you getting bored? So I think this is important because when I think about them, it helps me greatly. So, you know, so then I think, so I say, why not to share with you? So, you know, it's good. Then, loje chosuma soza tadinche namjing imer na chumbe de divon gor na chumbe de che dogu zu duguna chumbe tadins becoming like say highest if you think in your mind everything else is the best not somebody forcing you to do just think in your mind oh everybody is so precious these are all no good Dogu, Dokun, Do, Migrator means sentient beings. Kui means all beings. Dogu, you are just thinking, oh, these are above my head. That means, you know, they are best. So now think according to Robert Thurman. And he said it well. He said it well. He said well. So what he said, like, in this room, so we have, like, probably 130 people here. So I'm thinking I'm the best. I'm thinking I'm the one. So then probably you are thinking you are the one. So everybody thinks I'm the one. So now there's problems. It's not you, the religion. If I think, oh, you are the one. If you are thinking I'm the one, there will be no problem. You know? So that's what it means. Dogu, tsukuna, temperatures. That's as high as you can go. Even though you're sitting on the bottom of the bottom, but you feel that's like the highest, and you can, not physically, but you are, there's nothing above you. Because you are thinking, you know, Chapunis, the bird feather. Bird feather, they are like one underneath, like it's good. Like that, it's like all precisely laid down one after like this. It's not like this, you know. the monastery, they're saying that Chapunis means has a system in the monastery. Has to be like this, you know, respected. It's well respected, the one above them. Everything is kind of like, you know, very smooth. You know, so, tapulang, you know, then like the horse hair is like this. So then they're thinking that, oh, I'm the one, everybody thinks I'm the one. So you think, oh, you are senior. No, you respect. You know? So that's how the mantis, whole monastery system has been set up, you know. Showing respect to the elderly showing love, compassion, kindness to the younger one. That's how whole system is set up, you know. Oh yeah, otherwise it's going to be like putting a lot of horn into the back, one back, plastic back. You know, it's not going to be smooth. It's going to be like, you know, here, there. It's going to be, you can't put it smoothly. That's why in all this, you know, it's not like a bird's feather. It's like that, you know, it's going to be like that. So the point is here, mentally, if you're thinking, you know, everything else is the best. So this has a highest. Dogu, tsukuna, tumbo is like high. Mabu is low. That's highest. There's a peak. That's the peak, you know. So you don't have to work so hard to get to peak. You just think, then you are already in the peak. You know? So just think in your mind. Oh, four of them, there's four. So now two more to go. So then you can go home. I have to stay here. Ultimate happiness now. Ultimate happiness. That's number five. Kalala Chakshamena. Not easy to do, but it's good to think. Time to time, think in your mind. Kalala Chakshamena. Kalala means whatever it is. Whether it's flower, tea, butter tea, whatever it's title, gishi, resident teacher, whatever it is. No? Kalala Chakshamena. If you have no attachment to anything, ultimate happiness. way to free yourself. Wanting so badly something, and like, then, you know, like, not enough wisdoms. So there's eventually there you think that there's wisdom is generated. Then you say, okay, I understand. I know how to free myself. You just let it go. No, it's been said many times, you know, all kind of different workshops, people to go, oh, let it go, letting go. How you say letting go or let it go? You need some knowledge. Not easy. Easy to say. But you have to understand why, how to let it go. You can't just let it go, you know, just saying some word. You know, you have to think. Think deep. You have to think deep, you know. So remembering the time of death is uncertain. They will help, you know, to let it go. You have to have some tool to let it go. Otherwise, you can't just let it go. It's difficult. Why? Because we are glue. We are glue. Glue? It's not easy, you know. So if physical glue is not quite difficult to separate, mental glue is much more strong. Process might be painful, but when it's done, you are completely relieved. You are free. Now you are free. Because you are suffering so much, because you are not just bound, you are again and again, again and again. You are completely tied up. So you need to think, Kala Chajime, now, give it up. That's ultimate happiness, not having any attachments. You know? So it does not mean that you shouldn't have anything, but you can have something, but not having any, you know, clinking, you know. Attachment clinging, we then not say clinging, but clinging very tightly. Can you imagine? Oh, I have only one thing, so I'm cling. That's my cup. Besides, I don't cling anything. Oh, you have less sufferings. Sure, because you are clinging only on one object. Can you imagine if you are clinging on 100 different objects? You have 100 different types of sufferings. And then letting go. So now, how? Why? It has to make sense. So that's why you need to think. You need tools, you need to learn why it's important to let it go. So then, you know, thinking about uncertain time of death is uncertain, think about that, think about impermanent, think about many different, you know, side of the teachings. Then slowly, then you learn, okay, makes sense. Then one, let it go. And if you feel free, well, then makes sense. Then slowly, you know. Okay, so now that's five. Now only one left. Interesting, what is this? So now highest rich or highest wealth. Okay. Choshe lo da dena chubu tadish. Choshe lo. Lo is mind. Choshe is like contentment. Content. Yeah, you can, you know, say, Cholam kundu tsikijang, in the all the behavior, through all my behavior, train verbally, train verbally. What that means? That means repeating the word again and again, again, again. Hope it will sink here. Well, that's why may all sentient beings have happiness and cause happiness. Why we are saying this every Sunday morning? We are hoping it will sink to our heart. That's our hope. You know? Not because, you know, that's what you do at the Kadamba Center. So, Choshe Loda, then achieve it. This is called six ultimate practice. That's what I go 32. You know, time to time, if you forget, then you look at it again. Make sure, you know, get it right. Then you think, you know, not every single day, then you think, you know, here, there, you think different courts, you know. Choshe Loda, then achieve it. So now, content, Choshe. That's called Choshe. So that's why I'm trying to translate. This is still difficult. Choshe Jinji Gokang Nas. The content is considered as house. House? So let's say content is house. So there's door. Who's sleeping in front door up Okay, let's say the house, this house is called content. Okay, content. Choji. Choji is Gokhang. In front of the door, who's sleeping? Rich. Billionaire. Not really billionaire. Billionaire, they cannot sleep. Not billionaire, because billionaire doesn't have content. Billionaire doesn't have contentment. Contentment. Who's sleeping there, not the billionaire. It's not like physical billionaire. They have nowhere they can sleep here. Who's sleeping there? Person who content. That's called rich person. Chukbo means rich. Rich is rich person sleeping there. Who's that rich person? The person, only that person who is content. Because this is house is called contentment. That's the house, name of the house called contentment. It doesn't call greedy. If this is greedy, then probably billionaire, physical billionaire probably sleeping there. This house called contentment. It doesn't call greed. Greed or greedy? This is a metaphor. I'm not sure. Like, do you understand? So then, like, chokshe jinji gokhang, content is house. In front of that, in the front door of that house, there's somebody sleeping there, rich person. Who's that? That person who's content is rich. So that person is laying there very peacefully, you know, not noticing by desire. Make sense? Because desire has no interest to that rich person, because this rich person is content. The desire only has interest to somebody who is not content. See? So then, that's very good. So that rich person is not being noticed by desire. Advertisement. Here, advertisement. Advertisement doesn't bother. Because that person is content. This person, advertisement doesn't... Advertise. So, long time ago, probably seven, 8 years ago, I've been looking at TV. So, you know, Tibetan, we make momo. So then you have to, the momo, the process is like dumpling. So then you have to chop the onions. But there's quite a lot of work, you know, chopping small pieces. But, you know, it's clear as can be, yes. TV, I saw there's one was advertising some tools. You just put onion there, you just go ahead, just cut. The way they show is kind of, oh wow, this is very easy. Somehow I bought it. I learned my lessons, you know. it looks so easy. So that's why, you know, how is it? Opposite of contentment, what do you call? No. Somebody who is not, I'm not content the way I cut my onion. Discontent. So then, you know, it's not discontentment, or discontent is highly noticed by advertiser, or desire. So here, example, discontent, how to cut my onion, highly noticed by that ad, small piece of ad. So I say, oh, this is very good. So I probably asked Steve to buy, so probably she, I don't know how to order, but you know, she ordered it. So I got it back. So first of all, you know, so I got so excited. You know, so now see how it's going to work. I cut my onion 2 pieces. I put it there, peel, put it there. Just pressing down is hard enough. You know, TV just go, poof, just go. So then I press. It won't go out. It's going to go down. So I'm worried if I press too hard, it will break. So then finally I decided, okay, so that's not going to work. So I'm just going to put anyway. I'm going to press. I press and vent, but all the pieces are not small as they show, it's like big. So then the whole process, you know, cleaning, all complicated, you know. they don't show you how to clean, but they only show how it cuts. So then when you clean that, then the death takes much longer time than I just know my hand. So that's why I say contained person is not, has not noticed by, or in this country, not advertised by, or so according to text or desire, no? So there's, then I learned my lessons, so now I interviewed this piece of equipment I never use, kind of embarrassed to give to someone else. So because this person is going to have the same problem, how I'm going to explain? You have to say something, you know, if the person knows how to cut onion, I can't say it's easier, because that's the very reason I'm giving up, because it's not easier. So just, I stuck with that now, so it's somewhere. okay, now time is over, so maybe next Sunday, so I'll probably to discuss something from here. So I will say this, you know, a couple of mantras, okay, I've been kind of like forgetting to say this mantra, so just hearing the mantra really have, you know, some benefit. The one particular mantra I've been saying, because, you know, some of the people, they ask me, you know, if their kid has suicidal thought, what kind of advice I have. So then I say, okay, I will say this mantra, so even just hearing this mantra will prevent from untimely death, such as, you know, accident, then, you know, suicidal thought, things like that. Okay, then there's a number of mantras after that. It's all good just to hear, okay? And some of the mantra also in the hearing, also that's also a benefit for health, okay? Om namo bhagavate bhagavate guru binuya tamara zaya tadanga daya arhat ya samya sambudaya teyatam bhagavate bhagavate maham bhagavate bhagavate nazo sammunga daya swa. Jewatam jesan lera iji pe tepata ginjuta chanjukesan na nama 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 tanda bha kundo jene so vandu vanyu vanyu miri no jimani. Jewatam jesan lera gata iji kunye kaya zawa chinji jewatam yu shinti ta shinji nama tawa kunye yu simjen ya ba chinji ma nyudan nama 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 どんなんでばちにばだぞんでがじだとばちにじゃもそこべちどんなばべをだけじゃましわでねもだだしんじゃてそんなでがとにじゃんとらでねじゃあるだとばでもよねばちろんちゅんちゅんでじゃばだじまやだばそべでねなまのでじゃぼろちゃどろちゃんじゅすんばさまじもこんどさんぼろちゃどろてやあんばざんじもぶだねやそわちゃんじゅすんじゃでまじまじばなじじゃわにょこんどのどにのわのにもよちゅんじゃばぞんがべちどんなばべをだけじゃまにわ So then, if you are doing some prayer and practice the home, then please also dedicate part of your marriage to, you know, inviting His Holiness here next October 2014. So in obstacles, you know, to remove. So we, you know, there's like, there's very good chance, 99% chance that His Holiness may come next October. So everybody needs to, you know, dedicate or to say positive thought, okay? So then this afternoon, I think one of our members, they are getting married here. They already get married, some kind of ceremony here. So I thought, you know, this kind of things that we should do here at the center as a communities, show support. Doesn't matter whether we know these people or not. So that's how everything, not beside marriage, in the monastery, that's how everything's been done. So if there's some prayer, you go, not necessarily you know that person, you go there and show support. So there's something, if you agree with my idea, there's something that we should do is here at the center to show or you know that support as a community. That police, if you have time, please come. 2 o'clock, I think, 3 o'clock. You know, there's somebody, you know, like, actually is a member from the center. So if you want to share their joy, you know, so like, so then please, you know, come. So we'll say some prayers, okay? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. Rise and shine.